Darkness descended like a thin shroud, smothering the last remnants of daylight. Harry Jones reached the top of the wooden staircase and stood looking out over the lake, letting his breath get back to normal. The last of the evening gloom filtered away, and he gazed over at the Quarrymen's Hospital. It looked grey and foreboding, and the dense trees covering the hillside seemed to press down on it. Another hour, and it would be pitch black, Harry thought. Why were they meeting here? He drew the lapels of his coat to his cheeks. At this time of year, he could think of better places. The fine gravel of the path crunched under the soles of his shoes as he made for the main entrance of the old hospital building. He'd been inside many times, and each occasion learned something new about the injuries men suffered blasting slate from the nearby quarry. He glanced to his left, towards the small mortuary building where a path led off into the heavy shadows of the trees. He reached the hospital doorway and stood glancing around, hoping he wouldn't have to wait too long. Over to his left, a sound like footfall on dry twig spooked him, and he peered into the darkness. Nothing. He read the time again, resolving to stay another few minutes before heading home. He cut across the lawn in front of the hospital and neared the red railings looking out over the lake. Thickening clouds billowed overhead, and the lights of the town glowed below him. The sweet smell of pine and conifer filled the air. It made him recall his childhood in the village, when the forests and the paths through them had been his playgrounds. He turned sharply when he heard a sound behind him, and he thought he noticed movement, perhaps a figure wearing a long winter coat. He paced over towards the far end of the building, knowing a gravelled road led down to the lake. No one. He squinted over, a sense of unease invading his mind. He looked at his watch again, annoyed now, angry that he'd been here on a fool's errand. 5 more minutes and he'd retrace his steps down the wooden staircase, along the footpath at the edge of the lake, and then back home. Nothing particularly enticed him home. Long ago he had fallen out of love with his wife, who had announced that morning she was visiting her mother and that he'd find a ready meal in the freezer. At least there was a decent crime drama on the television. He wandered back under a Scots pine, tapping out a message on his mobile. The signal was poor, so he moved his position, hoping it would improve. An owl hooting and a crowing bird of prey somewhere above him unsettled Harry. The hair on the back of his neck bristled. When he heard movement behind him, he turned sharply, his heart racing. A badger scampered past the hospital. He really didn't like being in this place during the hours of darkness. Then, something more substantial took his attention. This time, he saw the unmistakable shape of someone moving near the corner of the hospital. But it was a fleeting glance, and not enough for Harry to recognize who it might be. His mouth dried. If it wasn't who he was expecting, who could it possibly be? Harry!